Now, a story about someone who comes from one of America's richest families. He's putting his money toward basic issues of global health and nutrition. Millions of Americans struggle to get enough nutritious food, and in Africa, millions of farmers can't feed their own families. Howard Buffett, the son of billionaire investor Warren Buffett, is passionate about fixing these problems. NPR's Pam Fessler has this profile.
Get Howard Buffett into the cab of a big old farm tractor, and he's like a kid, a 58-year-old gray-haired one, but a kid nonetheless, especially when it comes to the tractor's elaborate GPS system, which he describes as very cool.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to hit this button right here. You'll hear a little beep. Now I'm not driving in it anymore. I'm driving hands-free.
The tractor has been automatically set to plant 16 perfect rows of seeds.
So it makes everything more efficient. And it's gonna give you a better crop in the end.
And that's what Howard Buffett hopes to get out of this 1,400-acre research farm in southern Arizona. Better crops, more efficient land use for poor subsistence farmers and large corporate ones. When Buffett was a kid, he loved to play in the dirt, and he grew up to be a farmer. So when his father gave him money to run his own charitable foundation, $2 billion so far, it wasn't hard for him to figure out what he wanted to do.
You've got a global food problem. You've got a food problem in the United States. You got a food problem in Africa. You got it all over the world, in Asia. And so the truth is the U.S. is going to have to produce more on not very many more acres, honestly. And so we're going to have to do a better job. Johan.
How are you doing, sir?
What do you think? You're back in South Africa? Is it hot yet?
And that's why Buffett runs this research farm and two others in Illinois and South Africa. Driving around the hot Arizona desert, he stops to greet one of his managers. What makes Buffett so unusual for a rich philanthropist is he's down to earth, totally hands-on.
I told Doug we need to set up, I think he was going to talk to you about setting up the sensors outside the pivot and inside the pivot, so we could see how much difference there was.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah, and then they also asked.
They're testing a lot of things here: soil content, planting techniques, irrigation. They're trying to learn how to make drought-prone land more productive, and then figure out how to get that information to struggling farmers in Africa and elsewhere. Buffett takes me over to two fenced-in brown oxen named Ike and Earl. They're also part of the fight against hunger.
I keep saying that these are the only oxen in Arizona, and I've had yet anybody to prove me wrong. These guys are dragging around different implements under different conditions.
To see how they can be used more efficiently by poor farmers. Buffett's received many awards for his global work, including from the UN. But recently, he's turned more attention to domestic hunger. He says it didn't make sense to ignore what was going on in his own backyard. So his foundation has set up a program where farmers can donate an acre of their crop proceeds to local food banks. And last year, he grew 60,000 pounds of pinto beans for his local food bank in Tucson.
He had never grown a pinto bean in his life.
Bill Carnegie runs the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. He says one day Buffett dropped by and asked how he could help.
He probably saved us somewhere around $100,000 on this one contribution. So we're just very happy.
He's also happy that Buffett has such a holistic approach to hunger. It's not just about getting a bunch of food and giving it to those who need it, but figuring out how to make them more self-reliant in the long run. Carnegie says the economy might be recovering for some, but the lines outside his doors continue to grow. Howard Buffett says it doesn't have to be like that.
Eliminating hunger in America is doable because we have the resources to do it.
He recalls a school he visited in Decatur, Illinois, where 92% of the students get free or reduced-price meals, even though they live near the world's largest corn plant, which processes hundreds of thousands of bushels daily.
And the trains go out of town past kids that don't get to eat every day.
And he says he'll never forget a couple he met at a food bank in Fresno, California, an unemployed accountant and her husband, an out-of-work aerospace mechanic.
And they said, well, you know, the worst part is when we go out, we wait for it to get dark, and we go out and dig through dumpsters to see what we can find. And I'm thinking, you know, this is America, you know, the American dream. Well, this is not the American dream.
Certainly not the one he grew up with and his wealthy family. Buffett knows he's been given a huge gift, which is why he says he's trying to do something that will have a lasting impact on those who aren't so lucky. Pam Fessler, NPR News.